Part 11. Yami was excited at the prospective to participate in Kenny's excursion to the mountain tribes. Tanloki and Kirlio would guide them. They would mount higher and higher in the forests in order to reach the Hmong, the native tribe that was living closest to them. Kenny thought with 5 years Yami was big enough for such a strenuous exercise and explained to Yami that the journey would possibly be stressful as it was quite hot in the lower forests until it became cooler higher up and that there were all kinds of naughty mosquitoes around. But Yami was very little interested to know all that. He was solely interested in meeting the natives that he imagined as nice and caring as Tanloki and Kirlio. And Kani had joked under the shower that if Kirlio had no interest to make love with her, she would look out to find another native boy with the Hmong so that she could build her immunity against the inevitable trap of lesbianism as a nun later on. And Kenny had laughed at her remark and promised to be of help with finding the right guy for the first time. Kenny had to work very hard for a few days in order to organize all and prepare for his absence. He insisted to tell all the children the precise reasons why he went for their journey and for how long. He feared some of the children losing trust and thinking the young doctor had changed his mind and was up and away for other projects. So he organized a little event party and Yami and Kirlio were looking forward to eat lots of roasted bananas. Actually, Kirlio was a true specialist for roasted bananas. Only he went out to buy them, and he knew where to get the best ones. But even the best bananas could not help some of the children to get over their sadness to miss the new doctor for quite a few days. "I never knew how sensitive these natives are," Kenny commented toward Dr. Cheng. "Some of the children cry since the start of the party, and I do not know how to console them, and I just go for a few days." "They do not have a sense for time, or not yet, or their sense of time is different than ours," Dr. Cheng answered softly. "These few days are for you a short interlude, but for them a major experience in handling their feelings of abandonment. Most of them have not experienced the primary symbiosis with their mothers, and thus they have built a strong co-fusion with you, a kind of secondary symbiosis. Only when you begin to understand this and accept it, you may find a way of handling their symbiotic attachment to you," Dr. Cheng concluded. Kenny remained silent for a moment. "Yes, I understand what you are saying. I have had the same intuition over and over, but first all this rather confused me. Some of the children also try to become sexual with me, and this especially confuses me as it is against the education that I myself have received. But I begin to understand." "You have to change a lot of your preconceptions or set opinions if you wish to succeed in this environment," Dr. Cheng pursued. "We live here in a different set and setting, to use that term forged by anthropology. We do not live in Western civilization here, and that may be confusing for you as you begin to see that what you held to be eternally valid and true is a simple matter of social-cultural conditioning." "And you go as far as saying that the taboo over adult-child sexual relations is equally a byproduct of Western or modern international culture?" "Yes, this taboo is not set by nature, and it is not set in most native cultures except parent-child relations for which the incest taboo remains valid. But outside of direct line dependencies, most native cultures permissively tolerate or even encourage loving sexual relations between adults and children as far as the children themselves are affirmative," Dr. Cheng ended. "I see I have to learn a lot more than I thought initially," Kenny concluded and went to sleep right after the setting of the sun. The next morning, he got up at 3 o'clock. Yami had found it rather funny, beating oneself up, as he called the clap massage. Kenny had explained to him that it was not a form of self-punishment, even though it sometimes caused painful spots when one did it the wrong way. And Yami commented, "Oh yes, now I understand. It's not beating yourself up, but beating all diseases out of your body. They'll be afraid to get daily beatings, so they will go and bother other people, right?" And Yami sat down and began to treat himself in a rather rough manner. When Kenny later saw all the green and blue spots on the boy's body, he softly massaged Yami and told him he had done something wrong. Yami, however, insisted, "No, I am proud of the spots because they prove that for the first time I have applied the clap massage, and even without having learned it." Before they left, Kiryu insisted to buy a big provision of roasted bananas, and eventually in the bus, Yami fell quickly asleep.